Minutos está con nosotros hasta ahora el ex senador Steven Benoit. Él está en Haití. Mr. Benoit, thank you very much for being with the FM. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to all Colombians who are listening to the interview.
Le queremos preguntar, la primera pregunta al ex senador Benoit es: ¿cuál de las dos versiones cree que es la correcta? ¿O qué información tiene de las dos versiones que les acabamos de esgrimir? ¿Que todos los colombianos sabían o que ningún colombiano sabía? Mr. Benoit, there are two versions going on today, this morning, regarding what's going on in Haiti and regarding the participation of the Colombian commandos. One of them is that at least seven ex-Colombian military knew about the real thing, the real mission, which for them was to kill the president. The other version that we currently have is that none of the Colombians knew, and then that they arrived at least 45 minutes later than when the president was killed. Which of the two versions do you think is the correct one?
Well, I think there are many more versions. Everybody is giving a version. Unfortunately, every, I guess, three, four times a day, the government of Haiti, the prime minister and the chief of police, they refuse to have press conference. They have, they just address the situation in front of the journalists without answering questions. So today in Haiti, nobody is, I mean, cannot ask questions to the government. The government is only giving answers they want to give. And I found it, I did say that, I found it very suspicious. This is why the prosecutor actually asked me to go down to court and actually answer some questions. Because I did say, I maintain what I said, what is going on is very suspicious. There are too many versions, and the people of Haiti deserve the truth. And the people of Colombia, since there are 26 Colombians actually, accused of doing a crime, most of them are in custody. Are they innocent or are they responsible for what happened? Nobody knows. And then this is why I insist the truth must come out. And after all these versions, and the people of Haiti and the people of Colombia wants to hear the truth and nothing but the truth. And this is what I'm after. Hopefully, throughout the day today, some more details will come out.
Bueno, Luis Carlos, no son únicamente esas dos versiones. Hay más versiones aún. Cada persona que habla da una versión distinta. Lamentablemente, el gobierno haitiano, el primer ministro, no quieren dar conferencias de prensa. Ellos simplemente dicen lo que quieren decir, pero no le responden preguntas a los periodistas. Nadie le puede hacer una pregunta al gobierno en este momento. Ellos únicamente dicen lo que quieren decir. Y esto es realmente sospechoso. El fiscal, de hecho, me dijo que fuera, que haga preguntas, porque no entendemos lo que está sucediendo. El pueblo haitiano tiene derecho a conocer la verdad, lo que realmente está pasando y sucedió, igual que los colombianos, porque hay 26 colombianos en este momento que están bajo custodia. No sabemos si son inocentes, no sabemos si son responsables, y tenemos que conocer la verdad. Espero que hoy durante el día se conozcan más hechos que nos acerquen a lo que realmente sucedió.
Luis Carlos, vemos en agencias internacionales la referencia de que el ex senador Benoit fue citado ayer ante la Fiscalía haitiana para declarar por el magnicidio. La pregunta concreta es, ¿por qué lo citaron y qué le dijo él a la Fiscalía?
Mr. Benoit, you were called yesterday to present yourself to the attorney's office. Why did they call you?
Well, they called me because, I'm not sure why they called, because they could have called. Everybody in Haiti was shocked. I was the one to be called, because normally the president of Haiti is assassinated. There were more than 20 people at his house, giving security. None of them was called. None of them was arrested. None of them got scratch. None of them got shot at. So I think those people were the first one to tell the people what happened, because there was no one shot fired at the residence of the president. And I said, this is suspicious. A few hours, maybe 2 hours after the assassination of the president, the chief of police and the prime minister went on air to say everything is under control, and they already knew, they said it. The Colombians mercenaries are responsible for the act. I mean, that was on the 7th. I only spoke on the 9th, which is 48 hours. But just like every Haitian, we saw the videos, we were in the streets, we knew that the Colombians, at least some Colombians, because actually there are many, many Colombians in Haiti, and I will explain this further. What we saw and what I said, I don't think, I mean, it doesn't make any sense for a few Colombians to come to Haiti, go into the presidential compound, assassinate the president without exchanging fire with his security detailed, and to have the same Colombians 4, 6, 7 hours later walking peacefully the streets of Petroville, which is the city where the president lives. This is where I live also. Anybody who would have committed such a crime would have run away via plane, via boat, etc. And this is when I did say, and I maintain, what is the story that the government of Haiti is telling me doesn't stand. Something is missing, and I want to know what they are not telling me.
Bueno, ¿por qué me llamaron a mí? Es una pregunta que mucha gente se hace. De hecho, yo no soy el único que piensa lo que pienso. Podrían haber llamado a cualquiera, y hay mucha gente choqueada porque efectivamente me llamaron a mí. ¿Cuál es el asunto? Yo salí a cuestionar la situación. Yo dije, a ver, matan al presidente de Haití. El presidente de Haití tenía seguridad en la casa, 20 personas. De esas 20 personas de seguridad que estaban en la casa en el momento en el que lo asesinan, ninguno sale lastimado, ninguno es arrestado y ninguno es llamado a declarar. Y esto, dije yo, que era bastante sospechoso. Justo horas después de que asesinan al presidente de Haití, el primer ministro y el jefe de la policía salen a decir que todo está controlado y que fueron los colombianos. Esto sucedió el 7. Sí. El 9 yo hablé y dije que, como cualquier haitiano, sabíamos que había algunos colombianos aquí. Quiero hablar acerca de esto luego porque hay muchos colombianos en Haití. Y la realidad es que siento que no tiene sentido que unos colombianos vengan, vayan a la casa del presidente, lo maten, no tengan ningún altercado con la seguridad y a las pocas horas estén caminando con tranquilidad en el mismo barrio en el que mataron al presidente. Cualquiera que hace algo así, cualquiera que mate un presidente, se hubiera ido inmediatamente. Eso es lo que yo dije, que hay algo que no nos están contando.
Le quiero preguntar al senador Benoit si él cree en la teoría de esta gran conspiración donde están involucrados, bueno, desde políticos hasta funcionarios, empresarios en Haití, y en ese caso, ¿por qué? Senator Benoit, do you believe in the theory of a big conspiracy against to kill President Moise? And in that case, with politicians and all sorts of people, and in that case, why?
Okay, well, the first thing I need to be clear: the only persons that were listened to by the Attorney General were 5 of us. All 5 of us, we are members of the opposition. 3 of them are actually out of the country. They're in the United States. But 2 of us, former Senator Latortue and myself, a former senator, we went and we answered the questions, because I can only speak for myself. I didn't plan the prayer to kill the president. I'm not a killer, and I did not kill the president. So I was very comfortable to go down and answer the questions of the judge. Now, secondly, for the Colombians, let me say this. The government of Haiti has announced 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, via Twitter, the former prime minister of Haiti, Mr. Jout Joseph, and the chief of police, Léon Charles, who is still in charge, they said it to tweet that they have some Colombian experts in Haiti to help with the security to combat gangs, because we have a lot of gangs now in Haiti. For the past few years, we have had a lot of gangs. Let me say, supported by the government of Haiti. So this is why a lot of people of Haiti, I've seen the gang, I've seen the Colombian personnel, and because they are contractors of the government of Haiti. And now the confusion, the huge confusion, this is why we need to ask questions. Are those the same who came 2 months ago to help the government of Haiti? I don't know. A month ago, also, the people, I mean, in my neighborhood, saw some Colombians with the police, I mean, in the streets of Petroville, because there was some kind of shooting fights, I mean, with the gangs. And everybody saw some Colombians. Are those the same also? Nobody knows. Now, this is what I'm saying. Are we talking about the same Colombians that were in Haiti 2 months ago, a month ago? All these, I mean, those who are being accused of killing the president, did they come a few hours before the murder? Nobody knows, because nobody's taking questions from journalists in Haiti, including the Colombians who are here, journalists. So this is why, I mean, that's why I kept saying something is very suspicious on what is happening. And, I mean, to me, I reiterate what I said. Would someone who have killed the president stay near the scene of the crime to be arrested peacefully by the police without shooting one bullet? I find that hard to believe, and I want the truth, and only the truth about this. Innocence cannot be paid for those who are responsible.
Give me a second, please, that I'm going to translate. Thank you very much. Quisiera ser claro. El fiscal escuchó a cinco personas miembros de la oposición. Algunos están fuera del país y otros, como yo, fuimos a la fiscalía. Yo fui sin problema. ¿Por qué? Porque yo no organicé matar al presidente, así que fui con mucha tranquilidad a hablar a la fiscalía. En cuanto a los colombianos, quiero explicarles algo. El gobierno, es decir, el jefe de policía y el primer ministro, anunciaron hace 3 meses que iban a traer colombianos para ayudar a combatir las pandillas que hay en Haití. Por eso es que muchos haitianos han visto colombianos contratados por el gobierno haitiano. Mi confusión, mi duda es, los colombianos que en teoría habrían matado al presidente, ¿son los mismos que vinieron hace 2 meses al país? Hace meses yo vi colombianos en mi barrio con la policía. Yo quiero saber, ¿son los mismos? Nadie lo sabe. ¿O es que los colombianos que teóricamente hubieran matado al presidente vinieron horas antes? No está claro, no hay claridad. Eso es lo que quiero saber. Y lo que no entiendo es por qué alguien mataría a un presidente y se quedaría en la escena del crimen tranquilamente y aceptaría ser arrestado por la policía.
Por supuesto, Luis Carlos, sería muy interesante conocer la opinión del senador sobre cuál es el futuro legal de los colombianos y qué participación activa tiene que tener nuestra diplomacia en ese caso.
Mr. Benoit, we are wondering what's your impression about the real deal. The real circumstances in which the Colombians were involved. Did they really kill the president? And what do you think the Colombian authorities should be doing right now?
Okay, well, I don't know if you are aware, any citizen from any country in Americas can come to Haiti without a visa. Except, and I did say unfortunately, the Colombians. So if a Colombian were going to come to Haiti, they would have to go to the Haitian embassy in Bogota, which I know because I've been to Bogota twice. Beautiful country, by the way. So they would have to ask for a visa. If from time to time they do, apparently depending on the government, they do close the embassy, then they would have to go to Panama to get a visa and to come to Haiti. So if a Colombian, which is the only citizen in America that require a visa to come to Port-au-Prince, to come to Haiti, the second that person passes through immigration, they would have a special list on who is in Haiti. So the government in Haiti should clearly state whether or not they were aware, and this is why I'm keep asking questions. When did those guys cross the border? in the Haitian government should well be aware that there are Colombians actually coming, ex-militaries, because you have to say, why are you coming? Are you coming for vacation, or are you coming to do an important task privately or for the government? So answers, again, should be given. Now, to answer the second question, do I know Colombians killed the president? No, I do not know. I was not there. The only thing I need to be sure, I need to be certain, and I think the Colombian people deserve the truth. Those who are arrested, did they commit a crime? If they did not commit a crime, they should be released immediately. This is my position.
No sé si ustedes lo saben, pero cualquier ciudadano de América Latina puede entrar a Haití sin visa, excepto los colombianos. Un colombiano que quiere ir a Haití tiene que ir a la embajada de Haití en Bogotá, pedir una visa y hasta quizás pasar por Panamá antes. ¿Eso qué quiere decir? Que si un colombiano quiere entrar a Puerto Príncipe, tiene que pasar por una lista especial de migraciones. Por eso yo pregunto, ¿cuándo entraron? ¿Hay claridad? Dado que tienen que pedir una visa, se debe saber cuándo entraron, en qué momento. Además, siendo exmilitares, tienen que explicar por qué van. Se les pregunta, ¿usted va de turismo? ¿Usted va a hacer algún trabajo para el gobierno? ¿Qué va a hacer? Entonces, quiero saber exactamente cuándo entraron. Y eso no lo están diciendo porque no permiten hacer preguntas. En cuanto a la segunda pregunta, yo no sé si fueron los colombianos los que mataron al presidente. Yo no estaba ahí. Pero los haitianos y los colombianos merecemos la verdad. Porque si los colombianos arrestados no son culpables, hay que liberarlos y liberarlos ya.
Son las 6 de la mañana, 27 minutos. Al senador Steven Benoit, desde Puerto Príncipe, en Haití, hay que agradecerle por darnos unos minutos aquí en la FM. Mr. Benoit, thank you very much for having the time to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you because I do respect the people of Colombia. They are very good people. I've been here twice. All I want to do is the truth to come out, and anything I can do to help the beautiful people of Colombia and the beautiful of Haiti, I will do it, and I will do it with open arms. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Hopefully the truth will come out.
Thank you, sir. Muchas gracias. ¿Qué fue lo que dijo al final, Uchi?
Dijo que fue un placer hablar con nosotros y que sobre todo hablar con Colombia porque respeta al pueblo colombiano que ha estado dos veces acá, que le parece un país maravilloso y que cualquier cosa que pueda hacer para ayudar tanto a colombianos como a haitianos lo va a hacer y espera que se conozca la verdad.